The Trump administration has offset some of the economic pain incurred by the trade war with the Market Facilitation Program. It gave American farmers $12 billion in aid in 2018 and $16 billion this year. The USDA shifted the funding formula from a per-bushel basis to a per-acre basis this year. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says this may further favor large agricultural producers over small family farmers.
What we find is, and this is, would not be the first time, is that some of the largest producers end up getting the most help, the biggest checks. And some of that looks like it may go over the line at times.
Republican Congressman Darren LaHood of Peoria says he shares that concern and wants to talk about it with Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue. LaHood supports the subsidy, but he says farmers in his district would rather be selling their product on the open market.
Listen, I hope the trade war is over in the next 3 to 6 months. That would be my goal, but I think the longer we go, the more likely that China is going to wait us out until after the election.
Farmers say similar things. The American Farm Bureau estimates agricultural exports to China have fallen by nearly half, from $19.5 billion in 2017 to just $9.1 billion in 2018. A recent Chinese freeze on U.S. ag imports may drive the number to zero. Yet for many in agriculture, financial bottom lines may not be a top priority. Craig Curtis is professor of political science at Bradley University.
Forces have given the farming communities in America sort of fatalism. Things go up, things go down. What's important is that we stick to our basic values, and Trump gives them an opportunity to do that.
Those values are largely conservative. Environmental Working Group data on federal farm subsidies doled out between 1995 and 2019 shows top three subsidized counties in Illinois lean heavily Republican: Iroquois, McLean, and Livingston. Rounding up the top five counties are LaSalle and Champaign. LaSalle County traditionally leans blue, but has tilted red in the past few years, while Champaign County has become a Democratic bastion in recent years after decades of GOP control. Those five counties alone received more than $41.8 million out of the $330 million Illinois received in projected subsidies under the MFP program this year. That number tops $42 million if we swap Sangamon for LaSalle. Sangamon received about $200,000 more than LaSalle this year. Peoria, Tazewell, and Woodford counties received just over $10 million in federal farm subsidies this year. Tazewell and Woodford vote Republican, while Peoria County is a reliable Democratic vote in many statewide and federal races. Political science professor Craig Curtis says farmers are used to economic pain. The trade war shows no signs of ending. Curtis says the president has already declared he is willing to distribute another round of subsidies to farmers in 2020 in the lead up to the elections.
In the short run, I don't think that's going to affect the support that many of these rural Americans have for the president. They're his culture warrior in the sense that they're protecting rural America from what they see as an assault on their basic values by the forces of the left and the Democratic Party.
A Pew Research Center analysis says Trump beat Clinton 62% to 34% in rural America in 2016. If culture truly trumps economics for these voters, Curtis says the pattern is likely to hold next year. I'm Tim Shelley.